Psalm 141, a Psalm of David. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, in the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Without the Lord, we have no hope upon this earth. If we live for wickedness, God shall destroy us, and rightfully so. But if we seek to do what's right in the Lord's eyes, then there are many who shall seek to destroy us or turn us out of the way. And even our own heart and mind can fret against the Lord. Oh, how we need to cry unto the Lord continually to save us. Oh, how we need the Lord's deliverance, His mercy, and His grace. Oh, how we need, like Paul said, to bring everything to God in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. How we need to seek His face so that we might live and not be entangled in the snare of the wicked. So let us, like David, pray that the Lord would set a watch before our mouth so that our lips might not lead us into sin or strife. Let us ask the Lord to incline our hearts to His ways only, and not to any evil thing. For the Lord is the creator and director of our hearts and steps. And so then, when the righteous correct us and reprove us, let us see it for the grace of God that it is, fresh anointing of excellent oil, so that we might walk in true charity, the more excellent way. Love towards God and love towards one another. Even if we feel like we are cut up and our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, still let our eyes be unto the Lord Jesus, our God. Let our trust be in Him which raiseth the dead. For He has taken away our sins, the very sting of death, and He has abolished the law, the power of the grave. And He has brought life and immortality to light through His gospel, so we can know and trust that He will not leave our soul destitute. No matter who comes against us, principality or power, friend or foe, He shall preserve us and deliver us if we call upon Him and trust in Him. Lord, I cry unto Thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto Thee. For mine eyes are unto Thee. O God the Lord, in Thee is my trust. Psalm 141.